the epistle appointed to be read for this, the second Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the first epistle of St. John. Beloved, do not be surprised if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. In this we have come to know his love, that he laid down his life for us, and we likewise ought to lay down our life for the brethren. He who has the goods of this world and sees his brother in need and closes his heart to him, how does the love of God abide in him? My dear children, let us not love in word, neither with the tongue, but in deed and in truth. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees this parable. A certain man gave a great supper, and he invited many. And he sent his servant at supper time to tell those invited to come, for everything is now ready. And they all with one accord began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, I have bought a farm, and I must go out and see it. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And the servant returned and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house was angry and said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame. And the servant said, sir, thy order has been carried out, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and make them come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you that none of those who were invited shall taste of my supper. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, I don't suppose that it would be proper for me to apologize, because we were ready for what we had planned, as we have always been ready in this regard on this particular feast, but our Lord God decided otherwise this morning. And who am I to apologize for something that he wants? So we moved back into the house. It was just too threatening to try to do it anyway and force the issue. So we are all, and I am especially grateful to all of you who were expecting to be in the ceremony, the procession this morning. It's obvious that you have all been dismissed, and therefore your services will not be of any use whatever this morning. So God bless you for it. However, we will still need the 2 censer bearers and the cross bearer and the torch bearers. And Mr. Girardi, Tom Girardi also. And after you have received communion, those of you that I've just mentioned, after you have received communion, please go into the vestibule and wait there for Father Francis to give further instructions. The little flower children will be used, so don't worry. You are very important. Father Michael will take care and tell you, or somebody's going to tell you when to pick up the little baskets and to put the flowers on the floor. So the censer bearers, the cross bearer, the torch bearers, and Mr. Girardi will meet in the vestibule after receiving Holy Communion. And if you don't mind, my dear people, please let them go first to communion so that they can go back there and be ready, because time may be a little short. This morning, there is a little confusion between the bulletin and the leaflet that you have in the pews there. We will say the act of consecration, which is on the bulletin. The act of consecration, which is on the bulletin, not the act of reparation, that it comes on Friday, the Feast of the Sacred Heart. So we will recite the act of consecration. Also, another little change because of time and all. When the procession ends up here, the procession will be around the church, and we'll have the three benedictions as usual. No one goes in the procession, just the ones that are mentioned. Everybody stays in the pews. We will sing, when we come here, only two verses of Jesus, my Lord and my God and my all. Only two verses. And at the end of everything else, however, is normal. I think I said everything that has to be said. It's not easy to change something at midstream. All right. I will not have a sermon this morning. But I do want to spend a couple of minutes' time talking about the Feast of the Sacred Heart, which is coming up Friday. We are going to have Mass on Friday, Masses on Friday at 6 o'clock and also at 8 o'clock. At the 8 o'clock Mass, the Blessed Sacrament will be exposed. And it will be on exposition all day until Vesper time, when we will have Vespers in the church. And after Vespers, there will be benediction of the Most Blessed Sacrament. I know that for most of you, it is impossible to be here for any part of this day. But if you can possibly be here, please try sometime during that day to make an hour's act of adoration and a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. If you cannot be here, and most of you certainly cannot be here, then I strongly urge that you try to spend 1 hour come Friday in private prayer, in private adoration in your little home chapels, and give that time to our Blessed Lord. My beloved people, I would be wasting my time and yours to point out to you the urgency of some act of adoration coming up Friday to our Blessed Lord, the Blessed Sacrament. I would be wasting all of our time if I did not point out the immediate urgency of condition of things that demand somebody to do something and not just sit back and complain and do nothing. Let us stop complaining and let us start praying. That's the matter at hand, and we all have to answer this call. It is that urgent, and I believe everybody in here will definitely agree with me on that. At least I hope so. So Friday is the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Whatever we want will have to come through Him by way of the Blessed Mother. So, that. There was something else that, oh yes, please, confessions, no confessions after the consecration this morning of the Mass, so Father Francis can be free to do whatever has to be done. Again, I do not apologize for the changes that we've had to go through this morning, and I know that everybody understands. And let us offer this up as a sacrifice. Things are completely off balance, and that's all right. I have no problem with that. I know our Lord doesn't have either, and so we will pray with that much more fervor. And when it comes to the singing this morning, like I've said before, if you can't sing, sing anyway. And do the best gift of God, the best that we've got. And there will be two or three hymns that we have to sing during the during Mass this morning. We will not sing the Divine Praises, as is indicated in that little slip that you have there on in your pews. So when it comes to singing, please sing out. Let's give honor and glory to God. In the back of the page 2 of our bulletin, it says, "Only for thy honor and glory, O Lord." That's all we're interested in. Only for the honor and glory of God. That's the only reason why we are here. That's the only reason why we are praying. So God bless you. I will give you my blessing. And let this be for us, hopefully, a prayer, giving honor and glory to God. Please kneel.